WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says works as diverse as Alban Berg's Lulu and Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd would be inconceivable without it. Here's Lloyd's review.
Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht. Und Mekister hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht. An dem schönen blauen Sonntag liegt ein toter Mann am Strand, und ein Mensch geht um die Ecke, den man weg im Messer nennt.
The Three Penny Opera is an extraordinary mixture of savage satire with some of the prettiest, most memorable tunes ever written, like Mozart's jokey drama Don Giovanni. The central character, MacHeath, known as Mac the Knife, is also a kind of Don Juan, a sexual libertine who can't resist any woman and whom no woman can resist. But instead of Mozart's elegant aristocrat, Mackie is lord of the Soho underworld at the time of Queen Victoria's coronation. He's got even the chief of police in his power. He makes one big mistake, though. Instead of merely flirting with lovely Polly Peachum, he marries her. And her father, who runs the powerful syndicate of London street beggars, would rather his daughter were just sleeping with this lowlife than married to him. At least, not until he becomes a bank director, which is what finally happens to MacHeath at the end of G.W. Pabst's 1931 movie version. The film includes some historically important performances. Polly is played by the bewitching Carola Neyer, who was supposed to be in the 1928 stage premiere of Three Penny Opera, but had to leave the cast to take care of her tubercular husband. She died in 1942 at the age of 42 in a Soviet prison camp. This is her only sound film. Here she is in the song Polly performs on her wedding night, in a warehouse for Mac's seedy henchmen. A woman, she sings, wants to be courted by nice, successful men who don't smoke and have clean collars. But she should go only just so far. And yet, some cigar-smoking no-goodnik might come along and suddenly she can't say no.
Tja, doch nicht nur hinlegen. Tja, da muss man kalt und herzlos sein. Ja, da könnte so viel geschehen. Ja, da gibt's überhaupt nur Nein.
Pabst's film also preserves one of the most legendary performances in theatrical history. Lotte Lenya, Kurt Weill's wife, created the role of Jenny, the prostitute who loves MacHeath, betrays him to the police, then helps him escape. Her great song is the chilling and heartbreaking Pirate Jenny, her nightmare fantasy of power. She dreams she's commanding a battleship that comes into the harbor and fires on the city. Who should we kill? Her crew asks her. And she replies succinctly, everyone.
Und es werden kommen 100 gegen Mittag an Land und werden in den Schatten treten und fangen einen jeglichen vor jeglicher Tür und legen in Ketten und bringen ihn mir und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und bei diesem
fragt, wer wohl sterben muss. Und da werden sie mich sagen hören, alle. Und wenn dann der Kopf fällt, sage ich, hoppla. Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird den Schwindel mitnehmen.
Almost every shot in the film is indelible. Like the moment when McHeath is trying to escape the police and passes a hooker. Their eyes meet, but they continue in opposite directions. Pabst keeps the camera focused on the empty street corner. A second later, they both return to that corner and go off together. Pabst retains barely half an hour of Weill's complete score, and yet what he keeps is so powerfully conceived we don't really miss what's missing. Criterion has done a splendid job restoring the original print. The 2-disc set also includes Pabst's even rarer French version, which has often happened in the early days of sound movies, was shot simultaneously, but with a different cast. The tone is very different, cheekier, more like a musical comedy. Then it's fascinating to compare it to the German version, with its darker humor and performers who allow you to experience the full danger of this unforgettable underworld.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed G.W. Papp's 1931 film version of The Threepenny Opera, which has just been released on DVD. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.